Today's briefing is curated from tens of thousands of articles across hundreds of global sources and voiced by AI. The day starts with a disaster on the Nepal-Tibet border. At least 75 people dead, hundreds missing after a flash flood triggered by a suspected glacial avalanche. It's the deadliest Himalayan flood in a decade.
And the sources are solid, AP, Reuters, NYT all on the ground. The glacier collapse is the likely cause, which ties directly to the record El Niño conditions we're seeing across the region. That same El Niño is triggering drought emergencies in Panama, Honduras, and El Salvador.
Right, and it's not just Nepal. A hospital nursery fire in Islamabad killed 14 newborns, an air conditioner blast suspected. A diphtheria outbreak in Nigeria has killed 50 children. It's a heavy humanitarian day.
But the day also has genuine breakthroughs. The FDA approved Rasonc, a first-in-class oral drug for advanced pancreatic cancer. It targets a specific genetic mutation found in about 10 to 15% of patients.
That's a big deal. Pancreatic cancer is notoriously hard to treat. The fact that it's a pill, not an infusion, and it's targeting the genetic driver, that's real progress. The FDA approval is based on solid data.
It is. And it's well-sourced stat in the FDA. Meanwhile, in tech, ZAI confirmed that their Ox Alpha model is actually the open-source GLM-5.3 Flash. They released the weights, and it's achieving frontier-level performance on benchmarks like DeepSWE.
They're claiming it matches or beats GPT-4 class models on some tasks, with a million token context window. But you're going to ask about independent verification, right?
Of course. The benchmark scores are from their own blog, which is a green source, but we need third-party replication. That said, the model is open weight, so the community can test it. That's a big step for open-source AI.
And speaking of open-source infrastructure, AWS acquired DuckDB developer DuckLabs. That's huge for cloud analytics. DuckDB is the go-to embedded database for data scientists.
It's a smart acquisition. Oz is essentially buying the most popular open-source OLAP database and integrating it into their cloud. That could change the game for serverless analytics.
On the policy front, Bill Gates published a 6,000-word essay warning that AI will create one of the most turbulent times in human history. He proposes human-reserved jobs and global cooperation.
It's a thoughtful piece, but let's be honest, Gates has been warning about AI for years. This is a long-form version of what he's been saying. Still, it's worth reading because he's one of the few tech leaders who actually thinks about the societal impact beyond the next quarter.
Now, shifting to geopolitics, the Syrian Democratic Forces, the Kurdish-led group, has dissolved and integrated into the National Army. That's a major breakthrough for Damascus after a decade of autonomy.
It's significant. The SDF was a key U.S. ally in the fight against ISIS. Their integration into the Syrian army could reshape power dynamics in the region. And separately, the CIA director visited Moscow for unannounced talks, first such visit since 2021.
Canada retaliated against U.S. tariffs with 15 to 50% duties on over 700 American goods, effective September 8. The trade war is escalating.
The U.S. PCE inflation held at 3.7%, and consumer spending posted its weakest gain in 7 months. That's a stagflationary signal, inflation stuck, spending slowing. The Fed might have to hike again.
And in Australia, inflation unexpectedly rose to 3.5%, boosting bets on a rate hike from the Reserve Bank. Japan's heatwave killed 79 people, with Fukuoka hitting 40.4 degrees Celsius.
These are all signals that the global economy is under stress from weather, trade wars, and sticky inflation. Meanwhile, Meta agreed to pay up to $16.7 billion to settle allegations that its platforms harmed children, including time limits and nighttime restrictions.
That's a massive settlement. And SpaceX announced plans to build a $100 billion Starship launch complex in Louisiana, the world's largest spaceport. Over 11,000 jobs, but environmental concerns are already being raised.
On a lighter note, Dolly Parton died at age 80. Global tributes are pouring in for the country music icon and philanthropist. Her imagination library gave away over 200 million books.
She was a genuine cultural force. It's been a heavy day, but her legacy is a reminder of the good that can come from talent and generosity.
And we also lost Tim Curry, the actor from Rocky Horror Picture Show, at 80. Two icons in one day.
So what are we watching tomorrow? NVIDIA earnings are coming, they're the bellwether for the AI trade. And we'll see how the El Nino situation evolves in East Africa, with up to 3 million at risk of displacement.
The trade war escalation between the US and Canada will continue to dominate markets, and we should keep an eye on the Iran-Hormuz corridor talks. That's a geopolitical wildcard.
All right. That's the scan for August 27th, 2026. I'm Anna.
And I'm Miles. Stay informed, stay skeptical.